This is one of those things I suppose we'll never see on Code Maroon.
Hopefully not. This is one of those incidents that's very uncommon in occurrence, but what happened today is approximately 10:49 this morning, we received a call regarding a smell of gas over in the Blocker building. In the process of responding, officers arriving on the scene, personnel in the building had actually already pulled the fire alarm, which started the evacuation process of the building. As they did a search of the facility, they located the location where the smell was coming from. It was a room up on the third floor. And it turns out it was not a natural gas leak, but it was actually the odor of some trash that had been there for quite some time in one of the rooms.
So what's the source of the odor?
It was actually some spoiled food.
Specifically?
Banana.
For those who aren't familiar with the Blocker building, this is an academic building?
That's correct. It's comprised of several different departments, has classrooms, computer labs, as well as staff offices.
Because I'm just curious if a student decided to do some sort of an experiment or something.
I don't think this was the case. The item was in a trash can and had been there for quite some time.
Nobody in hazmat suits or no SWAT teams or anything like that?
No. No hazmat suits, no SWAT teams. It's just one of those unfortunate incidences that we had our emergency responders come out and take care of.
So if nothing else, this was good practice.
I guess you could call it that.
If nothing else, just being able to, in hindsight, do the response and see how things fall into place for something really serious the next time it happens.
Well, and that's true. I think, you know, the response from emergency responders went very well. Once they received the call of the smell of gas, the fire department was sent out to the scene, as well as our health and safety personnel and police, to help with the evacuation of the building, as well as to locate the source of the smell. And very fortunate that it was not natural gas, and so everybody's safe.